Tell me, are we ready? Today's message is entitled Daily Vitamins. I brought this up here. If you come to my house, into my kitchen, and you walk over by where our Keurig coffee maker is, and we have two containers there that hold our K-cups, to the right of that, these are what you will see there. I only take a couple of these. There's complete multivitamins for adults. Yes, I finally have taken adult vitamins. I don't take Flintstones multivitamins anymore. Fish oil, that's my wife's. Glucosamine and MSM, that's mine for my joints. Well, she takes it. Calcium, biotin, adult gummies, D3, that's hers, vitamin C, and fiber capsules. How many of you can relate? You got vitamin bottles sitting around the house. You got a few. Not that many? Well, you know, they now actually have companies out there that you give them your prescriptions, and they not only send you, they don't send you bottles of the pills, it's now gotten, they literally package them so that each day you pull it out, tear it off, and it tells you the day and the date, so you tear it open and it's got that day's pills ready for you. Yeah, there's a company, I've seen them advertised. I mean, they've got it down. I remember my grandparents had the plastic deals that had each day of the week. And once a week, they would go through and divide up their pills. If you go to my parents' house, and I'm not sure if Mom and Dad are still doing this, but for a long time, literally on this one bar between the kitchen and the dining room, Mom would literally take saucers and lay them out and put hers and Dad's pills for each day and cover them with a glass and have like a whole week's worth of these saucers and glasses up there with their pills and their vitamins. You know, there was a time when we didn't have to take all this stuff because our food, we got it a little more naturally from our food. And yet, well, let me just give you a definition of vitamins I found this morning. It's any of a group of organic compounds which are essential for normal growth and nutrition and are required in small quantities in the diet because they cannot be synthesized by the body. God has created our bodies so that at the cellular level, we got to have some special stuff to keep us going. And it's all part of that thing that the Bible talks about, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Our bodies are something. I mean, everybody just hold up your hand. Put your hand up in front of your face a minute. Now, don't slap yourself. But just think about this. Us and a few of the apes are the only creatures that have that opposable thumb that comes in the opposite direction of the other fingers so that we can grasp things. Your puppy cannot grasp anything with its paw, only with its mouth. Aren't you glad that we don't have to do that? Wouldn't I look pretty silly up there, Treva, trying to play that guitar, holding it in my mouth, plucking the strings with my tongue? Our bodies require... Here's the two things I want you to take away from this definition. Don't go back. These vitamins are essential for normal growth and nutrition. They're not optional. If you're not getting the vitamins into your body that you need, your body's going to suffer. How many of you remember when Austin Mangum was here, our missionary from the Netherlands? And he said that, you know, when they first moved over there, he said, we just went out and bought groceries like we were used to buying them here. We just loaded up for the week. And he said, it wasn't but about 2 or 3 days. All of a sudden, the milk was gone bad. The bread was getting moldy. And we couldn't figure out why. Well, over there where they're at in some of the little villages, they don't put all these preservatives in the food to maintain them. They try to keep them as close to natural and just natural ingredients as they can. They don't last as long, but they're healthier. They contain some of those essential compounds that are needed for normal growth and nutrition. These things are required in small quantities in our diet because the body can't make them. Your body needs help. our bodies have essential compounds that are needed for normal growth and nutrition, and we need them in small quantities because the body can't synthesize them. What do you think about the spiritual? One thing you'll notice, these are complete multivitamins. And yes, we buy them in the giant size. Directions. One tablet daily. One tablet daily. Imagine if I decided my hands are clean here, I'm going to put these back in. It wouldn't do me a whole lot of good if I open this up. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Now, it's not going to do me a whole lot of good if I pop all 70 of these in my mouth right now and say, well, I'm good for the week. Right? I don't think you can OD on vitamins, but you can mess yourself up a little bit. Some of you need to pay attention today because you're trying to get your spirit man's weekly vitamin amount in one day. I want you to think about the message of the title of the message this morning, Daily. garbage at the bottom of the trash can and start thinking about the good things. Whatever is right. Whatever is pure. Oh my goodness, the devil attacks us so many times, so many ways, trying to get us to think in pure thought. And men, I'm just going to tell you, I think that it's worse for us than it is for the women, but yet the devil's found a way to start getting women caught up in the impurity, okay? It's everywhere. It's, how many of you are old enough to remember when you, there was a certain time frame every night on television that was known as primetime viewing, and it was the family hour? It doesn't exist anymore. Even on network television, it doesn't exist anymore. Now they put all kinds of garbage out there. It's in our magazines. And I'm not talking about the bad magazines. I'm talking about normal magazines. It's in the magazines. It's on billboards. It's everywhere. Satan trying to get us to think about that which is not pure. He says, whatever is lovely. Why do we allow Satan to cause us to start thinking about the garbage dump when God wants us to think about First verse of Amazing Grace, please. Charlie, will you dismiss us from this service, but not from his presence?